Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shh, it's starting.
There are kids in this world who are different. Special.
I think it's a hoverboard.
They look like us and they act like us, but they are not us.
Your mother nature.
Who wants a selfie with the Grim Reaper?
There's a girl flying in the water.
Fine, the treasure.
She belongs to the world of the good.
It's a broken locket, exactly like mine.
Dog, run!
GZM shows.
Mars Power.
Imagination amplified.
All around the world, we are receiving reports of shocking and dangerous natural phenomena. In Bristol, England, a giant sinkhole opened up, causing widespread damage in the neighboring community. The island of Sicily has been evacuated over fears that legendary volcano Mount Vesuvius might erupt for the first time since 1944. Oh, and we are just getting word of a blizzard in, am I reading this correctly, Honolulu, Hawaii? Let's go to our own meteorologist, Duncan Sunshine, out in the elements. Duncan?
Thanks, Heather. It's your pal, Duncan Sunshine, in the middle of the most perfect storm I've ever seen. And I predicted it. In fact, all my predictions are about to come true, folks. As I told you, soon I'll be bringing you the biggest news of our lifetimes. News that will change the world as we know it. But for now, this is Duncan Sunshine saying, it's Mother Nature's world. We're just faint.
I can't watch this anymore.
The world is falling apart, and Ray is letting it happen.
How is this saving the Earth?
How was I so stupid? I should have known not to trust Duncan. Those teeth.
It doesn't matter now why it happened. Can you reverse it? Can you take the power back?
I don't know. I gave Duncan the key. I recited the ceremony. We don't have the Book of Nature for answers. But maybe we can find some back in the house.
What if Ray is there?
I'll have to face her. I have to get that key back.
Then let's go.
I'll meet you at the hospital entrance. I just want to say goodbye to my mom.
Okay, Mage. See you outside.
Keep fighting, Mom. I need you. I'll be back as soon as I can.
It's getting nasty out here. The streets are starting to flood.
Ditch your shoes and roll up your jeans. We're gonna have to walk.
If this storm gets any worse, we might have to swim for it.
I don't swim, remember?
Well, you won't have to if Ray's army of crows comes and swoops us up.
Did you say army of crows?
Splish splash! I don't understand.
Ray must be testing out her powers with this storm.
No, I mean, I don't understand where we are. This is our street, but where are our houses?
Maybe we got turned around. It's hard to see through all this rain.
No, look! There's the street sign, Brinda Road, but all that's here is a
forest. Ray built a big, ugly forest around the house.
She doesn't want anyone getting in.
She doesn't want me getting in.
It's so dense. I'm not sure we can get through it.
We have to try. Maybe there's a way in through the back.
I think I can get to my house by going around. Let me go up to the roof and get a view from higher up.
Okay. Text me if you see something. Gotta hand it to you, Ray. You're pretty good at this whole growing thing. Down, plants. Remember me? I used to be Mother Nature. I used to be Mother Nature. So dark in here. Oh, what was that? The forest just closed up behind me. Felix? 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 Is that you? Ah! Oh! Hello there, birdies. You must be the crows. Oh, and ravens. What sharp beaks you have. Do you mind if I get past you? Oh, okay. Not so much. Easy, birds. No sudden moves.
Attaboys. Stay right there.
Ray!
I see you met my buds. You know what they call a bunch of crows? A murder of crows. Cool, huh? Anyway, they're on Team Ray now. Or should I say, Team Mother Nature.
How nice for you.
You like my forest, Zoo Girl? I'm saving the planet, one tree at a time.
You're wrecking it!
Watch yourself, Chloe. The birds don't like it when someone's not nice to me.
What are you doing? Do you realize what's happening all over the world?
Oh, yeah. Daddy's monitoring the situation very closely from down in Mother Nature HQ. Sweet elevator, by the way.
You're supposed to keep the balance.
I've read the book, cover to cover. But I have other priorities at the moment. Like reminding everyone just how powerful Mother Nature can be.
You want this to happen? The volcanoes and the storms?
People have been disrespecting Mother Nature for a long time. Not on my watch, Zoo Girl.
What are you going to do?
At the climate change rally, I intend to let the world know just what I can do if they play nice. And what I can do if they don't.
You don't know what you're messing with, Ray. But I can help you.
Help me? Why would I need your help? I have the key and the book. Not to mention everything in your creepy grandma's basement.
But you have to learn to control these powers, or people will die. My grandmother has been coming to me in dreams. She told me that—
I don't care about your crazy grandmother or your boring subconscious. Not as long as I have the key.
Holy— Felix, where are you? Grab the key.
I don't think so, Chloe.
Daddy to the rescue.
Sorry, Chloe. I didn't see him coming.
Let him go, Duncan.
Let me think about that. Nope. I'm gonna hang on to him a little longer. I didn't appreciate him snooping around in my house.
You were the one she was worried about. You're the reason she died.
Okay, I'm bored of this. Listen, Zoo Girl, it's over. Your grandma's gone. Your mom might be following her soon.
Don't say that!
Point is, there's nothing left here for you. And you're in my way. There can only be one Mother Nature. So I'm going to let you out of these woods, and you're going to leave California and go back to Cleveland where you belong. Don't let me see you again, or it'll be bad for you, your mom, and Felix.
You're crazy, you know that?
It's Mother Nature's world. You're just paying rent.
I always hated that stupid catchphrase.
You're coming with me.
No!
Get off me!
Felix!
Have fun in Cleveland, Zoo Girl. I want to bring an umbrella. Boys!
Okay, I'm going. It's over, Mom. I don't know what I thought I could do, but it's over. Ray and Duncan have Felix. They have the house and the key and the book. They have all of Mother Nature's powers. We're going to have to leave here, and there's nothing I can do about it. Mother Nature is supposed to be able to bring healing. I can't even keep this plant in your room alive. And now I'm crying all over it. And all over you.
What the? Where's all that water coming from? The roof must be leaking in the storm. It's like it's raining indoors.
Raining indoors?
Help me keep your mom dry until maintenance arrives. At least the water seems to have helped that plant. It's beautiful.
Beautiful? But the plant is dead. Alive?
Cats! Shoot, off the windowsill. Is that a hedgehog?
A possum.
I'm getting maintenance.
Oscar, you're back! And the cats!
Guess that's why they call you Zoo Girl.
Mom! You're awake!
And you're Mother Nature?
You did know.
Duncan told me. I thought it was crazy. I until it started to rain in my hospital room. Sweetie.
I'm so sorry I lied to you, Mom. That Grandma lied to you. I'm sorry about everything.
Me too, Glowworm. Me too.
I messed up, Mom. I messed up so bad. I gave Duncan and Ray the power and...
So why were all those cats here? Why did the plant come back to life? Why did I come back to life?
They're Indy.
What?
Grandma Ivy. She said she and all the other Mother Natures aren't in a key or a book. They're in me. Just like they were in Grandma and her Grandma. That's why I was able to cause the blizzard and the earthquake and all the cats.
Man, we are going to have a long talk someday soon. But first, we need to find Duncan.
And Ray too. But you need to rest, Mom.
I've rested enough. We're going to stop those two. Together.
Before we get back to the show, I just want to say how much we have loved bringing you shows like Winnie Taylor's Fourth and Inches, or the new Earth Rangers Underground podcast, and especially the new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed, the ones about the Cyrus Lost tapes. And this is when I need to say a big thank you to all our GZM subscribers. Your support makes independent audio like this possible. If you're not a GZM subscriber yet, right now is the time to join for ad-free listening, early access, and more. Show your support and learn more at gzmshows.com/subscribers. Help us bring you more great shows by becoming a subscriber today. And thank you.
Look at the satellite imagery, Ray. It's just like I always planned it. Chaos and fear in every corner of the globe.
All because of me.
Yes, you are a wonder, my Rayo Sunshine.
I want to go bigger, Daddy. Bigger earthquakes. Bigger winds. Bigger waves.
All in good time, Ray. All in good time. I designed my storm of the century.
My storm of the century.
To drive the Earth to its breaking point. Only then...
Will everyone on the planet understand that they are not in control? It's my world. They're just paying rent.
Time to show them who's in charge, Ray.
Are you ready with the camera?
Ready to beam you to every screen across the world. In 3, 2, 1.
Hello, world. My name is Rayo Sunshine. How's the weather where you are?
Chloe, you don't have to push me in a wheelchair.
Isn't that the rule when you leave a hospital?
It's the storm of the century. I think the rules are out the window today.
It's Felix. I'll put him on speaker. Felix, are you okay?
Chloe, Duncan locked me back in his weather bunker. You can't believe what kind of chaos Ray is causing all over the world. Mudslides and tornadoes and... I just saw on the news that the flash flooding is so bad in Morro Bay that a bunch of animals escaped the zoo.
The zoo?
Duncan and Ray, they're at the beach. They're trying to destroy the planet.
I know, but I think I can stop her.
What? How?
I still have the power. I brought back a plant and the cats and my mom.
Your mom?
Hi, Chloe's friend Felix.
Welcome back, Miss L.
Thanks.
I can fight Ray and Duncan, Felix. I can stop the storms, but I think I'm gonna need your help.
I don't know what I can do. I've tried to get out, but I'm stuck in this place.
I'm going to send some help your way.
What kind of help?
You'll know when it arrives.
Chloe.
Yeah?
I always knew you had it in you. Go get her, Nate.
Okay, Mom. Hopefully a car can pick us up.
Oh, my!
The street! It's like a river!
No car is getting anywhere near here. How are we going to get out?
Did somebody call for a car?
It's a boat.
Ismael! Chloe, did you call it?
Hello, Miss Lovejoy. Nice to see you again.
How did you know to have a boat?
You have to be prepared in my line of work. Like the car says, I'll help you get where you need to go. Can I give you ladies a ride somewhere?
Actually, we're going back to the beach.
How did I know you were going to say that?
Can't believe I'm stuck in here watching Ray Sunshine destroy the world.
I'm standing here on the beach in Morro Bay, California, at the epicenter of the greatest storm ever created.
Designed by yours truly, Duncan Sunshine.
For too long, man has disrespected Mother Nature. But that changes today. Today, you bear witness to an angry Mother Nature. A vengeful Mother Nature. And you learn that if you choose to ignore her warning, you might not survive.
What was that? Who's there? Help! Can you hear me? Chloe, is that you?
Nate?
Bear! It's the bear! And Oscar! Chloe sent you? No one beats the bus. Okay, guys, let's go to the beach.
This is as far as I can take you, ladies. Chloe, you'll have to go the rest of the way yourself.
It's okay. I've got my mom with me.
What's happening out there on the beach?
I believe they're calling it the Storm of the Century.
The Storm of the Century.
Somebody should really do something about it.
Mom, wait by the rocks. I'll be right there.
Hurry.
Ismail, you've been here every time I needed you. Who are you?
Me? I'm just the driver.
What if I can't stop Ray? What if I can't stop the storm?
Your grandma believed in you, didn't she?
Yes, she was the only one.
Not anymore. I'll see you around, Chloe. I've got someone else who needs a driver.
Ismail.
Yes, Chloe?
Thanks for getting me where I need to go.
You're not there yet.
Look at the storm weather watchers. Have you ever seen anything like it?
Tempestas Ventis! Bring the storm and the winds and the rain!
Now you're just showing off!
Zoo Girl, you're supposed to be on a plane to Cleveland by now.
Yeah, funny story, I'm not.
She can't hurt you, Ray. She's nothing. She's nobody.
Nice way to talk about your almost stepdaughter.
Laurel, I thought...
You thought I died in an avalanche? I've had some bad dates. But you're the first one who tried to kill me.
She doesn't know what she's talking about, Weather Watchers. Ray, get rid of him.
Gladly. Don't say I didn't warn you. Watch out for the lightning.
Mom, look out!
Chloe!
You're ruining my moment!
The power of Mother Nature has lived in the women of my family for generations. I won't let you use it to hurt people.
Well, you're not gonna be able to stop me. I learned this trick in life skills class. Earthquake! Concusses!
I don't think so, Ray.
How did you stop it? You're not Mother Nature, I am!
Turns out there's a lot more to being Mother Nature than just a key and a book.
Stick with the plan, Ray. Keep building the storm.
You're making it too big! The balance of the whole world is off. You won't be able to control it.
I know what I'm doing, and so does Mother Nature.
I'll destroy all of this, Zoo Girl. I'll create a flood that would make Noah jealous. They'll beg me for mercy.
Is that what you want, Ray? To destroy the world?
I want people to see that when they mess with nature, nature messes back.
Are you really going to pretend you care about climate change or anything other than yourself?
She cares very much, Chloe. You're the one who couldn't handle the responsibility. You begged me to take it from you.
That's a lie.
You quit on the job. And you quit on your grandmother. She'd be so disappointed in you.
Don't listen to him, Chloe.
I'll never quit. I'm having too much fun.
Show him what you can do, Ray. Win!
Ventus Ictu!
Lightning!
Fulgur Magnetus!
Nice.
Ooh, I've got one, Daddy. Rumor has it you can't swim, Zoo Girl. No wonder you are such a lame Mother Nature. Oceanus Undum!
Chloe, look out for the wave! Ah! Chloe!
No!
I can't let you do this to my daughter!
She's right, Ray. You can't separate them. It's not caring.
And Mother Nature is nothing if not caring. Oceanus Undum! We did
Zoo Girl is gone.
And now it's time to unleash the full fury of the storm I designed.
And the full power of Mother Nature.
Chloe!
Mom!
Chloe! Take my hand!
Mom!
I've got you, Chloe! I've got you!
Felinus. Auxilium. Ursinus. Auxilium.
What?
Ursinus.
Okay, Ray. Let's turn up the wind on the typhoon in Asia.
Daddy?
What is it?
I'm having trouble controlling it all. Maybe I should pull back.
No. Keep going, Ray. We're almost there.
Okay. Tempestus Vent. Hey!
Whoa, what is that? Cats?
So many of them. Where do they come from? Get away, cats! I said get away! What are you doing? Help me get rid of them, Daddy!
Ray, there's a very large bear right behind you.
What?
Hey, Ray. Say hello to my furry friend.
Felix, you're riding a bear? How did you...
I guess Mother Nature asked him for a little help.
I'm Mother Nature.
Somebody forgot to tell him.
That's impossible. She's finished. Chloe is...
Is what, Duncan?
No, how did you get out of there?
It pays to have a mom who dated lifeguards. Ursinus, Auxilium!
What are you doing?
Ursinus, Auxilium!
Stay back, Bear! Stay back! There's gotta be something in the book. Ursinus Hey, give me that book back! Stupid bear!
Run with it, bear! Go!
Stop! Eurysmus! Terra concussus! See? I don't need the book to...
Oscar, now!
What is that? Opossum? Get him off me!
Oscar! The key!
Hey! Don't let it get the key!
No! Give it back!
Do it, Oscar! Into the ocean!
It's not in the ocean! Stop!
No! Come back here, you rat!
Oscar, now!
No, no, no!
What's happening?
You made the storms too big. It's out of control.
Daddy, we've got to get out of here.
No, I want that key back. I waited my whole life for this.
Daddy, the ocean!
Duncan and Ray got washed out to sea.
And look at this. The weather is getting worse all over the world. It's out of control, flooding on every continent, earthquakes. The oceans are rising by the second.
You have to stop it, Chloe.
I don't know if I can.
Of course you can. You're Mother Nature.
But I'm a mess. I don't have balance. I never have.
You don't have to have balance, Chloe.
Yes, I do. Grandma said...
You're not your grandmother. She was alone for most of her life. She pushed me away. She pushed everyone away. You have me, and I'm not going anywhere.
Neither am I.
Mom.
I haven't been a great mother. I wasn't there for you.
But I love you. Chloe, I love you, and I think you find balance in the people that you love. The people who love you. Chloe, earthquake, a big one.
Mom, give me your hand.
You got it. I'm not letting go. Close your eyes.
With the power vested within, under the watchful eye of all the generations before me.
Chloe, I'm here too. I'm with you.
Grandma, she's here too.
I love you, Mom. I love you, Chloe. I'm so proud of you.
Hold on. You hear that?
I don't hear anything.
Exactly.
You did it, Chloe. It's quieting down. All over the world.
Chloe?
Oh.
You saved us.
Look at the rainbow.
I can't wait to report about this on the broadcast tonight.
I don't think you'll make it to the broadcast. I called the police. They're waiting for you in the parking
lot. Laurel!
By the way, the answer to your proposal is no.
Chloe,
Bye, Ray. Our friend the bear will show you the way.
Okay. Okay. I'm going. Please.
Stop
the bear.
Bye.
Chloe, are you okay? You did it, sweetheart. You saved everyone.
Goodbye, Grandma. Thank you.
Thank you.
Chloe, what does this mean again? Over here, this blue dot over Norway?
Oh, just trace it over here like that and yeah, it's fine. See? There's a blue thing on the other side of the world in Antarctica.
Ah.
If they turn red at any time, then you know a tsunami or an earthquake is coming.
Okay. Don't you have to get to school? Hello? Felix, come on down.
Hey, Mizelle.
What's happening, Felix?
Other than a giant glacier breaking off from the ice shelf in Antarctica, not much. Hey, Nate.
Hey, you. Just gathering my books. Text if you have any questions, Mom.
Will do. It's only the fate of the entire natural world. What could possibly go wrong?
We'll be back at 3:15 to take the afternoon shift.
Can't wait.
Have a good day, Weather Watchers.
I never thought walking to school could bring me so much joy.
I know, right?
Fresh air, sunshine, the good kind of sunshine.
Hey, cats. Looking good, Oscar.
So, Chloe, I was thinking, I've got tickets to that outdoor concert next week, and it's supposed to rain, but...
Felix.
Right. No special requests. I'm learning.
I know. I am too.
So, with Ray sent off to live with her mom, school should be a breeze, right? Nothing to set you off or make you angry?
Or cause an earthquake.
That too.
Yep. You're looking at a new Mother Nature. Calm, focused, balanced.
Hey, Chloe. I like your shirt.
Really? Thanks, Curtis. You too.
See you around?
Yeah, I will. I will.
Oh, boy.
What?
You have a crush on Curtis, the surfer guy. Mother Nature has a crush.
Do not.
Oh, yeah? Then where did that rainbow come from?
Excuse me for trying to do something nice. Come on, Nature Boy. Let's go to school. Okay, and about the whole Mother Nature thing, you keep on thinking that you're higher than me or whatever, and that's not true. Like, come on, even though I...
Yes?
It's Ismail.
You're late.
Tell the boss I got a bit delayed.
Tell her yourself. Open the gate.
Hello, Ismail.
Hey, boss.
How was your trip to Savannah?
This is gonna be a tricky one.
That's what you said about Chloe Lovejoy.
And that was right. But it seems like our new Mother Nature has finally found her balance.
And the boy in Savannah?
Nice kid, but he's gonna have a rough time of it.
So he doesn't know yet?
No, and he's not ready.
When will he be ready?
Hard to say. How would you feel if you were 13 years old and you're about to find out you're the Grim Reaper?
Find your next adventure at gzmshows.com.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM Shows. Imagination amplified.
I could ride a unicycle for a half a mile straight.
I have moved 3 times.
I have a pet corn snake.
I've been to 10 national parks.
Hi, I'm Deborah Goldstein, host of the podcast The Big Fib, and half of those statements were lies. On every episode of The Big Fib, we bring on two grown-ups. One is an expert, the other is a liar. And it's the job of our human child contestant to help us figure out who is who, because no one can spot a liar better than a kid. We've had episodes featuring everything from pickles to penguins, as well as black holes to the human brain. The Big Fib is a game show where kids choose between the awesomely audacious audio promo of truth and the cautiously callous commercial of lies. During every episode, you'll meet a new child contestant, new grown-ups claiming to be experts, and a new opportunity to answer the question, what are we lying about today? Join me and my robot co-host, Lisa, on The Big Fib on Apple Podcasts or on gzmshows.com.
Hi, I'm Amy.
I'm Oded.
I'm Ethan.
I'm Alma.
And we're a GZM family.
Join us and listen to Fourth and Inches.
Here we go, brownies.
Do you wish this was you? Go to gzmshows.com/shoutout to learn more. And you may hear your GZM family at the end of a podcast. Let your voice be heard at gzmshows.com/shoutout.